Yud Beis Ir, Friday the 1st of May, Rabbi Shmuel Zilberberg, Vahavta L'Recha Kamoicha, and Gila Shleimer.
There's a famous story in the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara tells us that a Nochri came to be Mizgayer, wanted to become a Ger. He came to Shammai and told him, please teach me the whole Torah when I'm standing on one foot, al regel achas. He said, Doch voy by this opinion. Shammai didn't want to follow up on this request. So he went to Hillel, and he also asked him, he should teach him the whole Torah, al regel achas. So he told him, Ma desana loch l'chav l'savi. What you despise, what you hate, don't do unto the others. It's a very interesting point here, because why did Hillel have to tell him the negative? What you don't like, don't do to others. What you could have told him the positive. We have a pusik in our parsha in the Torah, love your friend like you love yourself. The Marshu, on the spot, tells us the reason he didn't tell him the positive is because it's not feasible, it's not possible to be Mekayim, to follow up the Haftarach Kamoichu. Why? Because we find that the Rekiva tells us, well, Metzia Samapais, Achechoimo, Chayecho Kotme, you have top priority. Your life is more important than anyone else. So you can't follow up on that mitzvah, the Haftarach Kumar. And that's exactly what the Ramban, this Pasha tells us, Pasha Kedosh, the same idea. So what is the interpretation, the Haftarach Kumar? So Ramban says, it's nothing to do with loving, it's a different interpretation. What you would like to be done to yourself, do to others. That's what the Ramban explains. Very interesting. There's a Tosafos in Sanhedrin who tells us the only incident where we can be Mekayim, the mitzvah, Haftarach Kamoichu, is the Gemara says, Bror lor misi yufa shenema v'haftarach kamoichu. Chas v'shulam, someone is chai misa, you're supposed to get the death penalty. So love him that you should choose the easiest misa for him. You know, that's the only... But the Chaim, it's not Shaiach. That's what Taisus tells us. It's interesting that the Chedisha Rim, when he pointed out the negative of the answer of Hillel, he said, because a goy, anyway, can't grasp this idea, the Haftarach Kamoichu. He can maximum understand the negative. There's a Medrash in Bereishis tells us, every ummah, every someone has a profession, whether he's a shoemaker or a tailor, whatever it is, can't tolerate a different tailor, a different shoemaker. Each one, whatever they're doing, they can't tolerate someone else. They even hate someone else because he's a competitor. You know, they can't. So some of the Mefarshim say that's what the Torah is telling us. The Haftarachu, even a Kamoichu, he's also like you. He has the same profession, you should also love it. Our time is limited, so I want to go into a specific new approach. The Chassam Sofer tells us, actually, there's a clear contradiction between Rabbi Akiva and Yerushalmi Nadure, who says, Omer Rabbi Akiva ze klau gudul b'toyre, v'haftarach kamoichu. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. That v'haftarach kamoichu is what we should be doing. On the other hand, the same Rabbi Akiva, b'metzias, Amabais tells us, nay chayecha kodman. What's the pshat? Either you have priority, or you're supposed to love the other person like you love yourself. So the Chassam Sofer says a very interesting point. This idea, the chayecha kodman, is only what concerns with your physical body, you yourself have priority with your physical body. Chayehu, your life is kodmin before. But what relates to spirituality, Torah, mitzvahs, that's a different story. Then you should give your friend just like you would give yourself. To the point that the Chassam Sofer wants to tell us something new. Let's say, for example, you learned Seder Moed, and a friend comes over to you and says, you know, I saw it, you learned Seder Moed. Teach me Seder Moed. And you actually have to learn further. Nezikim, other Sidurim. Chassam Sofer says, no. Go and teach this person Moed. Now, this idea to give priority to someone else when you're teaching is a shiva in Igris Moshe. It's in such a faraway place, you know, normally you're looking for a shiva in Igris Moshe, you wouldn't look for this topic in Ebenezer, that's for sure not. This is in Chaylik Dalet in Ebenezer and Simen Chuvu. He's talking about Ebenezer topics. At the end of the tshiva, he brings this something. And I don't want to use sharp language, but I can tell you, the Igros Moshe bombards the Chassam Sofer. He says, this is totally against the halucha. There's no such thing. Open up the Gemara and Kedushin Daf Chuf Tes. You'll see clearly, even a father who is obligated to teach his own son, there's no such thing. If he has not yet learned what he's supposed to be learning, he is before his son, before anything. A clear Gemara. And it's also an Alucha. And the Gizmoshe puts it on real, real thick. You know, here we have a Chassam Sofer, and he's telling us something which is like mind-boggling. As I'm reading this tshiva, I start to think to myself, something is not clear here. I learned in the Gemara in Arvin, Dafnin Dalet, a story with our private. What's the story of private? Every single day, he taught a Talmud, a student of his, 400 times, because he was weak and he didn't grasp the learning. So he learned with him 400 times. The Gemara tells us, one day, the Talmud heard over, actually, that they said to Rav Praide, we need you to come with us for some mitzvah. So he said, no, first I have to teach my Talmud the 400 times. So he finished learning with the Talmud 400 times. And he noticed, Rav Praide, that now the Talmud is not grasping the Gemara. So after teaching him, he said to the Talmud, what happened today that you're not grasping what I'm teaching you? He said, I'll tell you the truth. I heard that they're telling you to come for a Dvar Mitzvah, and I couldn't concentrate. I was thinking every second they're going to come to take you, so I just couldn't concentrate when you were learning with me. So the Gemara tells us, he taught him another 400 times. Word says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu said to a malach, go and tell Rav Praide in the merit of what he did now, burned with 800 times already, that he has two options. Either he and his whole generation will have Olam Habu, or he will live 400 years. So he said to the malach, tell the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I want to have my generation and all of us will have Olam Habu. So when the Malach came back to tell what he chose, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go back and tell me he has both. So the truth of the matter is that when you read such a Gemara, what does Rav Moshe Feinstein want from the Chassam Sofer? Here you have a clear Gemara that's telling you plain, you know, that he went to teach the Talmud even in a normal day 400 times. He could have done a lot. Not just that, but what about this reward of 400 years? You know why he got 400 years? because he was sacrificing so much of his life for others, Akush Baruch, he gave him this merit, this gift of another 400 years. He should be able to learn and learn and learn. Anyway, lo and behold, as I'm reading the Chida, I come to the point where Moshe himself brings this Rav Friday. And he remarks even on the Arichas Yumim of the 400 years, and he says, so there's no question that you're supposed to allocate time for others. The question is, how much time? And the truth of the matter is that Rav Moshe, although he's backing off here, he doesn't tell us clearly how much time. In the beginning he says, I was thinking 10% of the time, but he doesn't have a clear answer exactly how much time. It's very interesting that in Drushas Chasam Sefer, that's a different Sefer, Drushas Chasam Sefer, he remarks, why do we call the Gemara Talmud? Why do we call the Mishnah Mishnah? So he writes there, the Gemara tells us a story with our pride, who learned 400 times. Talmud is tuf. Tuf is the value is 400. Tuf lamoy, learned 400 times. Why do we call the Mishnah Mishnah? The Gemara Megillah tells us, Arbum Zimnin, he learned 40 times. It was like it was in his pocket. The Gemara says it a lot of times. So he says, Mishnah is Memshnai, learned 40 times. Let's get back to the Inyan of a very short time, so we'll try to focus now on something new. It says in the Parsha, Apusik, in Parsha Zachamos, Bezois Yuvayaron al HaKodesh. And what are we referring to? 55 years ago, I was in Yerushalayim, went to Beis Medrash, and I take out of the Warm shark to take out a cipher. Shalas Achivis Nusan Nutu Hakoyen. It's the name of the chief. It's like, open it up. Yeah, 55 years ago, they're closing the Rebbe, the father of today's Rebbe, instructed this person to be Moitzi Lo or the cipher. Who's this Shalas Achivis Nusan Nutu Hakoyen? Anyway, I open it up. In the introduction, he explains why he's printing this cipher. So he says, if 400 decides the Mishnah Satach, which is 5,408, there was a very big mekibbel called the Shimshna Stapola. He was giant. Everyone knew. The biggest, everyone knows, Erev Pesach and Agudah, say his, write, repeat the letter that he wrote, a letter against the parish on the Makkas, and your miftach to live the whole year without any problems. It's a known thing in the gudas they have from this mekibbur of Shimshas Tepol. Anyway, he said that he had it was revealed from heaven that there's going to be a terrible decree. What is the decree? Sayas Tach. That we know that what really happened actually was Chamilinsky Harusha Yemach Shemoy, they called him Chamil in short, was the head of the Kazakim. He went and burned and killed the worst of the worst. Hundreds of thousands of Yidden perished in the hands of these Kazakim. But this Reb Shimshas Topolet said that he was told from heaven that if three tzaddikah hador except to go on Kiddush Hashem, to be killed on Kiddush Hashem, they'll cancel this decree. So he, on himself, accepted to be killed, and the Taki was killed by a Roy, a Kozak, this is Shimshas Topola. They say the second Tzadik Guin was Reb Lieber Mebarditchev, although it's being debated. The third, this Moitzi L'Or says, the Klausenberger Rebbe told him, the Welt mind, the world thinks that the third was the Shach. Shach's a coin, Shach. He was the third, but it's a mistake. He was 18 years old and he wasn't a candidate. Reb Shimshas Topola came to this Nuta Nuta coin and asked him to be the third, and he refused. He said he has a reason that he can't leave the world. So this Reb Shimshon Stepolin wrote a tzavua that his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, no one should make a shidduch with a kohen. It shouldn't come out that it should be related to this nusin of the kohen, to that degree. So he's trying to explain that it's most probably this was the reason that now the Klausenberg Rebbe, for some reason, came to the conclusion that now we can already print his sign for it, now things were forgiven, and I don't know what. But at any rate, what happened was, this Reb Shimshon Stepolin said that if there will be Gzaris Tach, Mashiach's coming. Bezois, Zois is the numerical value, Tach, 408, Bezois Yuva'an Lukovich. And what happened in reality? Mashiach didn't come. So the Shach printed a Kol Koyre, a whole proclamation that he distributed in Gontz Klai Yisroel. And the Shach wrote as follows. Listen carefully. Ma'ais Hashem hois zois inifluos benayim. The truth is, b'shnas zois, Mashiach should have come. What was the problem? Ze hayoim us Hashem. What is hayoim? So he tells the story. Yeshiva and Levi met, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, met Mashiach. When are you coming? The end of the day, he didn't come. So he met Eliyahu HaNavi, and he told him this episode. I met Mashiach in the morning. He promised to come today, and he didn't come. So he said, no, you didn't understand him. He meant, if he even will repent, then Mashiach would come. Zeh hayoim us Hashem. If he would have been a Mekayim, the hayoim, then Yil, and this Mechaboyim, then Mashiach would have come. Then he continues the Shach. Very interesting. He says, Nesana Toiki for Shoshone Yom Kippur, we say, Tshive, Tfile, Itztuke, Mavir, Nesroya, Gzaira. These are the three basic activities which can cancel a decree. Mm-hmm. To repent, to be mispavo, to pray, and to get tzuke. On top of these three words, it says, Koil, Tzoyim, Mumoy. Koil is the numerical value 136. Tzoyim in the numerical value is 136. Mumoy is the numerical value 136. So the Shach says, three times 136 is Tach, is 408. So the koil in the tzoyim, you were makayim. The mumoy, you didn't give. You didn't give tzedukah. That's what the Shach said. That this Kol Koyre was printed by the Shach to be mechazik, that Yidden should understand why we were not worthy that Mashiach should come. Once I went into a shiel in Borough Park, took out a cipher, and I see he writes like this: Ish ba'ar la'yayde, exil la'yuvin zazois. He says, yes, Ish Ba'ar. Ba'ar is 272, the numerical value, which represents Koil Tzoyim. He's a Ish Ba'ar Le'yaitim. Iksil, that someone who's foolish, who's stupid? Le'yuvin is Zeis, all three, the whole Zeis, he's not Mekayim. Then I went to a different shiel. Just a coincidence, a very coincidence, that the same week, I open up a different cipher, and I see he writes something new. Ha'koil. Koil, yeah, if koil is 136, twice koil, 136 twice Yaakov, we behave like Yaakov. Are you dying? When it came to give tzedukah with you dying, you die. So that's why we behave like Isaac. Very interesting that I saw a vort, which I'm just saying it now because I want to open up the eyes that we should understand how big the Torah is and how we have no inkling of an idea, every letter, what it represents. I saw the Chadu brings in Parsha Shmini, Ki Hayoyim Hashem Nir Aleichem. So the Chadu tells us, presently, that we are in Gulis, where is, who's doing the Voides HaKarbunis today? So it says in Zohar, the Riyah Kodesh brings down that Mechul, the Malach, Mechul, he's in charge in heaven to be Makrif Karbunas. So that's what it says. The minute Mashiach will come, Aaron HaKohen goes back to his normal duties. He will be the Kohen Gadol that will be taking care of the Karbunas. So the Chiddush says, Ki Hayoyim, when you people will be Mekayim, Hayim, Bekodesh Mui, Hashem, Nira Aleichem, Nira, the Oisius Nira, change back to Aaron. Nira is Aaron. Aleichem is Oisius Mechul. That Mechul will switch over with Aaron. That's what the Kedur writes. Then there'll be the Aaron HaKohen, the Makrif Kabunis instead of Mechul. Moira Rabbeisai, the whole concept of what I'm talking about, where do we have roots in the Torah? There's a gigantic vort from Harab Yonis and Ibishitz, who tells us, the Gemara in Chilm says, Humam in a Torah minayim. Where do we find Humam in the Torah? So the Gemara answers, non Gemara in Chilm, Haminites, Hamin is Oisis Humam. Now, what was the punishment for eating the Eitz HaDaas? Because this was the Eitz HaDaas. I mean, the Eitz HaTzavasichu. This was, we're dealing with the Chet Eitz HaDaas, which is the root of all our punishment. So, the Eibishter said, Koitz v'dardar tatzmiach loch. Thorns. You have the thorns growing. So Rav Yitzchak Eibishitz says, it says there, koitz v'dardar. Koitz refers to the Medrash Rabban Esther, that when they wanted to hang up Haman, all the trees refused. Who wants to have Haman? You know? So there was a big debate between the trees. At the end, the Medrash tells us which tree finally agreed. Eitz HaKoitzim. The Eitz HaKoitzim allowed Haman to be hung up on it. So Rav Yosef Leibshitz said, we eliminated Haman with that koitz. But Dardar, we couldn't eliminate. And Dalid Reish is Tach. It's exactly 408. To be Meramis in the Torah, that we could not eliminate that koyach of Haman. That although he was hung up, he haven't left a legacy. You know, you had this Chamil, Yimach Shemroi, who was a Gilgul of Haman, and he continued. Comes the Chassam Sofer, and he tells us, that's why in Megillas Esther, besides for Aseres B'nai Haman, there are big letters, small letters, there are two big letters in the Megillah. Chur, there's one big Ches, Vatichtoi, there's a big Tuf, to be Meramez, Tach, that we couldn't move. Moira Rabbeisai, there's so many pointers in this inyan of the Gila, and I have a very short time, so I'm going to have to say it fast. Reb Nusen Wachtfeuvel, the Mashgiach in Lakewood, said that he heard from Reb Aaron Kotler, who quoted the Chofetz Chaim saying that actually, part of it is already printed in Chofetz Chaim on Torah on the bottom of the cipher, that there's the Second World War that's coming. He didn't live in the Second World War. The Chofetz Chaim is nifted in 1933. He said there's going to be another World War, and this was also quoted by Rabbi Chona Basaman, who said this. And the Second World War will look like a Kinderspiel that's printed there in the cipher against what's going to be in the Second World War. Actually, it was more than double people. There were like 40 million were killed in the Second World War, and only a half of that in the First World War. And anyway, there also it's quoted by Rabbi Palm. Rabbi Palm told that, quoted that he heard that Shnas Tufreis Tzadik Tes, that's mamish the year before the war, mamish by the war, and the year of the war actually started at the end, that the Rabbi Chona Basaman quoted the Chofetz Chaim saying that the First World War finished Tufrei Shahin Ches. The second will be Tushin Chai. Rebbe Chun Vasma said, and he said, this is Riyah HaKoydish. He said, I have a cousin, Tzvi Meyer, in his drushes that he makes. So he quoted this Rapam. He must probably check that out very well, because he's a Magid that says a lot of Torah. And in his 27th drushe of the Zman of Tushin Ayin Hai, he mentioned this. And he said to Chutz Chaim that after when the war ends as Tushin Hai, he said, there'll be 10 Shmitten. 10 Shmitten is 70 years. That means Tushin Ayin Hai, he prophesies, will be the Gila. Now, we know, just like a lot of Sfor mentioned times, but we really can't, we know it's an ice roots, and that's for sure, that if we repent, we might be Zeicha. Now, interesting, that the Rav Shulchan Aruch, the Baal HaTanya, he said when he was living, when he heard the Talmidim read from Parshas Pekidah, V'su'eilef Shvamayis Chamisha V'shivim U'suvuvay Midim, he says, halavai we should see and hear. What's the halavai we should see and hear? So the Talmidim understood that he means to say this is the Shnas Agilut. Hu Elif is Hai Alufim. Shva Mayas Chamisha V'shivim is Tushin Ayin Hai. Interesting. Here we have two giant poskim, both this Litvisha Guru and Achsidisha Guru, both are prophesizing on the same thing. So this is a very interesting point that what's the usavuvay amidim? So there's some proportion on the Rav that they say because two times vuv was taken away. One Yaakov took from Eliyui a vuv a mashkin, and that's why it's Chagas Brisi Yaakov, it says a vuv there, because he took from Eliyui until he comes. And the second vuv is Pedis, it says without a vuv. So usavuvay amidim, that there should be the Gila Shleimet from the Shlomus Amidim. I'm going to complete my Dusha with one last word. It says that the Yid HaKodesh said he heard the Kol Shofar Shel Mashiach. So the Eretz Tzvi, the Kozel of Aruv, who was the Mashgiach Rochni in Shil's Chachmah Blin, he writes in his cipher that he asked Abnanizer, how could they say they heard Mashiach's coming when Mashiach, the Kol Shofar Shel Mashiach, he didn't come. So he said that you should know that the Gulis was declared on all the worlds. There are four worlds. Atzilis, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. I'm not going to interpret this in English. So he said that all four worlds have to go in Gulis. And the Gila will be in all four worlds. So he said in Zohar there are three Zmanim, open Zmanim in Zohar. Tach, the Zohar says, you look in the Zohar. Tach, Tar, and Tufrei Samach Vuv, these three times. So he says that these three times the Zohar tells us, Mashiach's coming, he went to these three worlds, Atzilus, Bria, and Yetzira, to make the Gila there. Only here, Boi LeMasiah, he hasn't come yet, the Abnazah said. The Eibishah should help. We should repent and be Mekayim all the Tikkun Amidus in my spirit and Zechazan to the Gila Shleimah of my money. Thank you.